chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Mind, body, and soul. Talk about what's on your heart. Be free, encouraging, creatively. She does it all. Loving Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina's radio chat.
And thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I am so excited to be here. Today is Wednesday, December the 2nd. Can you believe it is already December? Boy, 2020, you had a lot going on, very impactful and very quickly. I don't know what 2021 is going to bring, but I'm going to do exactly what I did in 2020. I'm going to continue to cleave to the Lord. And I just really pray you do the same thing, because no matter what is going on, God is still in control. All right, you guys, we got a wonderful show today. We got RT Kendall joining us. We have fitness trainer Elizabeth Brooks, and we have a brand new segment called What's on Her Mind. Yes, this is going to be so good and so fun. Go ahead, pull up a chair. Go ahead, turn up your volume. Go and tell all your friends, text them, inbox them, and DM them, and let them know that they could be down with Dr. Gina's radio chat on bbsradio.com. You know, you guys can go ahead and download the app. It's very easy, just like any other app. Go to your app station. I know on iPhone is Apple app or Apple something, but anyway, go on your Apple app, your app, and go ahead and look up, type in BBS Radio, and you'll be able to get the icon and go ahead and download that into your phone. Take it everywhere you go. You can actually plug it in and you can into your car. You can listen to it on the road as well. Also, you can go ahead and go, hey, Alexa, play BBS Radio station number 1, and you can go ahead and do that, and it'll bring you right into Dr. Gina's radio chat and every other show that comes on BBS Radio. And you can also go, hey Google, play Gina's radio chat, and it'll play right then and there for you, Dr. Gina's radio chat. Okay, you guys, I am so excited about today because it's beautiful outside today. Yesterday it was pretty cloudy here in DC, but today it's sunny. The temperature today in D.C. is 45 degrees. Our high today is going to be 46. Mostly cloudy, but I see nothing but sunshine coming our way at 1 p.m. on to the rest of the evening. And also we have in Richmond, Virginia, 45 degrees as well. High 52, all sunshine there too. 45 degrees in London, that's the high for the day. You're waking up to 36 degrees. You got 80% chance of showers tomorrow. Your high is going to be 45. In Los Angeles, 54 degrees, all sunshine. Oh my goodness, I'll be seeing you soon, L.A. Your high is going to be 77 degrees and sunshine all day long. Let's go to Miami, 66 degrees, all sunshine, high 73 degrees today. South Australia, you're 70 degrees, that's your high. You're waking up tomorrow to 64 degrees, all sunshine. Your high tomorrow is going to be 93 degrees. Kenya, you're 91 degrees, that's your high. You're waking up to 72, partly cloudy tomorrow, but your high is going to be 94. That sounds so good. 48 degrees in Hawaii. Hawaii, how are you today? 70 degrees is your high today. You're waking up to 54 degrees, all sunshine, good weather for you as well. Let's see, Puerto Rico, you're 73 degrees, and that's your high for the day. You're waking up to 61 degrees, partly cloudy tomorrow, but your high again is going to be 75 degrees tomorrow. Portugal, 45 degrees. You got rain coming all this evening. That's your high right now. You're waking up to 39 degrees, and your high tomorrow is going to be 45 with 50% chance of showers. And like I always say, if I didn't say your city, state, continent, nation, guess what? No matter what's going on about you, through you, around you, no matter what it is, God is still in control and has the final say. Don't you love that? That God is still in control no matter what. All we have to do is just trust him. All right, you guys, we're going to take a sponsorship break and we'll be right back with Minister of Your Moment. And then R.T. Kendall's going to be joining us talking about his brand new book. I'm so excited about that. We'll be right back after this message.
Would you like to find a wig that looks natural and fits you? Find it at La Host Hair and Wig. La Host, your full-service wig boutique with high-quality wigs and products at affordable prices. Hundreds of options to choose from, personally styled to fit you. Plus, drop off your wig, we'll wash it and style it all in the same day.
I'm a veteran.
I'm a survivor.
Call today and find out how they receive their free wigs. Look and feel your best with a wig from La Host Hair and Wig.
All right, ministerial moment. Okay, so I have really been just dealing with just the transition of it all. You know, some of us are really not understanding what is going on. We feel like we're knowing that changes are happening and we're watching the news and so many things are happening around the world. And we really kind of identify that as the change. But I want to challenge you today to look deeper than that. The challenges is not what's going on around you. The challenge is what's going and being pulled up out of you. God is doing a work in you. And so God is just, this is just a mere testing of the waters for you. Where's your faith? Where's your trust? Are you a believer for real? Do you really believe the word of God? I was watching something. One of my friends, Benny Hinn, I saw him speaking at one of his events. I think it was the healing service, and someone had passed along to him the statistics of how many people believe in the word of God that actually call themselves Christians. And it was quite alarming. It's an annual survey that they do. I don't know how often, if it's every year or every 3 months or whatever, but what I saw, the most current one, what I heard was that that only 60%, 60 something percent of Christians actually believe in the Bible. And what was even more alarming is that it's only 2% of the youth that believes in the word of the word of God. So that would explain a lot of things, because the church is definitely under scrutiny at this time. So many things have gone forth and so many things have been revealed, not only to the world, but also within the body of Christ. And you guys know I don't really hold my tongue about too much. So, I mean, I'm just going to go with the flow. We've been exposed. Our faith level and our trust in God, who we say that we are servants of, has been revealed. And the sad thing about it is that we proclaim to be believers and Christians, but however, we don't really believe the word of God. And there's so much promise in there. You know, God is not a God of yesterday. He is yesterday, today, and forevermore. He continues on. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He's omniscient. He's all these things. He's with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. The Bible says that nothing can separate his love from us. He loved us so much that he gave up his only begotten son. These things are very valid. When Jesus gave his life, do we believe that? Like, how many, what's the percentage of those that believe that God, that Jesus died on the cross and took on all of our transgressions and all of our sins? If we're living in condemnation and guilt and shame, then we really don't believe that, because he did away with all of that. Now, we may struggle with generational curses and we may struggle under the pressures of temptation, but please let me know that if you call on the name of Jesus, that he will be there. We don't have to do no extravagant prayer. If we don't have nothing else but help me, Jesus, then Jesus will help you. The Bible says resist the devil and he will flee. And that if you call on the name of Jesus, he will answer. Whatever you ask for in the name of Jesus, God will do. So if you want help in a time of need, it may not come the way you want it to, because the Bible also says that my ways are not your ways and my thoughts are not your thoughts. So it may not look like your neighbors, may not not look like your favorite actress on the sitcom or the television show or maybe even a reality show. It may not look like the way your favorite songstress or singer or rapper or whatever it is may have gotten their breakthrough or their blessing, or maybe they did it on their own and they don't believe in God. But whatever it is, whatever he did for someone else is the way he did it for them. But God has a plan. Because the Bible says, I know the thoughts and plans that I have towards you. They are thoughts for good and not evil. That is the word of God. The word of God also said that he presents you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. And not only that, he promised that no matter what is still going on with you, within you, that may not be holy, that may not be righteous, he sees you so much as righteousness through the blood of Jesus, and he sees you holy through the blood of Jesus. Thank God for the blood of Jesus, because he sees through the blood, the purity, that his original intent for your life. He sees that because he knows every hair on your head. He knows your heart. He knows what's going on in your mind. He knows all and he sees all. But the greatest part about all that is that he will complete the work, the good work that he's already begun in you. So I want you to be encouraged today. Read that word. Eat it like it's your last meal. Eat it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Don't allow your time to be passive and empty. You know, fill these voids up with the word of God, and he will fill you up with that promise that you will walk and lean on and cleave to and acknowledge him in that word. You will seek him through that word. You will have confidence in him through that word. You will be empowered with him through that word. The Holy Spirit will be able to move you through that word. So I want to encourage you that today, be a real believer today and rise up in the inheritance that God has already given you through the sacrifice of the Lamb of God, which is Jesus Christ, our Messiah. I love you so much. We're going to take one break and then we'll be right back. This has been Ministerial Moment. We'll be right back with R.T. Kendall. I'm so excited to hear about his brand new book, you guys. Stay tuned.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These four devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit Series. These four devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit. Learn to go deeper into His presence. Understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. And learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all eight devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Hi, this is Lisa Bevere, and I love that you are listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat. It's going to build strength in your life.
Well, all right. Well, listen, this is the book. We've never been here this way before. We've never been this way before. R.T. Kendall, welcome to Dr. Gina's radio chat. Thank you for joining us, R.T. Kendall. How are you?
I'm fine. I've been listening to you for the last 10 minutes. You're wonderful.
Oh,
I love what you're saying.
Oh, praise God.
You and I are on the same page, and I love what you say about the blood of Jesus, so you got my attention.
Oh, amen, amen. Well, you know what? That's what the body of Christ is. We're supposed to be hearing the same message, right, in the spirit, right?
Exactly. So well done, you.
Oh, God bless you. I'm so excited about this book because I'm pretty sure so many people can relate to the title alone. They're in places that they've never been spiritually right now. And I just want you to tell people about this book, We've Never Been This Way Before, by R.T. Kendall. Tell us about how this book came about.
Well, my publisher phoned about 4 months ago to talk about my next book, and it wasn't this one, it was another one. And then they just happened to say, RT, do you have anything on your heart regarding the present coronavirus crisis? I said, well, as a matter of fact, I do. Well,
wow.
They said, would you tell us what it is? And when I told them, they put the other book on the back burner immediately and said, would you write a book now? Well, I did, and it's out. And it's based upon what Joshua said to the children of Israel as they were getting ready to go into the land of Canaan. And Joshua said, keep your eyes on the Ark of the Covenant, because as long as you follow the Ark, you'll be safe. Keep your eyes on the Ark, because you've never been this way before. And when I thought of those words, we've never been this way before, this describes where we are in America. We've not had anything like this. This is new. This is unprecedented. So I came up with this book, and God helped me to write it. I don't mean by that that he wrote every word. I wouldn't go that far. But I can tell you this, I had wonderful help from the Holy Spirit, and it's been endorsed by the late Bishop Harry Jackson, who just died a couple weeks ago. Do you know? I don't know if you know Bishop Jackson, but this
wait
is the
minute.
Last thing.
Wait a minute. This is a news flash for me. Bishop Harry Jackson from D.C.?
Yes.
Are you serious? I did not know that.
He wrote the foreword, and it's a large foreword, and it's the last thing he did.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my gosh. I had no... It seemed like I just saw him doing something. I don't even know. I just saw... Oh, my gosh. I had no idea. I'm so late. Thank you for updating me on that.
Well, he died 2 weeks ago, and I have every reason to believe it's the last thing he did before he died. And a lot of your listeners would want to buy the book just for his foreword. But it's also been endorsed by Bishop Joseph Garlington, and it's endorsed by Alveda King, Martin Luther King's niece, Marilyn Hickey, has endorsed it. And perhaps you've heard of Matt Redman, the song leader. And not only that, would you believe that Cardinal Timothy Dolan, the Archbishop of New York City, has given an amazing endorsement of this book, which thrills me, and I urge people to read it. You know, the danger of all of us who write books, we want to say that our latest book is our best, but you know, in this case, I think that's true. I don't think there's any book I've written. In fact, those who know me best said, RT, this is your best book, and it tells us how to live in this crisis, what we can expect, and you'll be interested in this, Dr. Gina. I believe that all that we're going through is going to end up in the greatest awakening that we have seen for many a day, and so it's not for nothing. I believe that God has sent it for a purpose. He's trying to get our attention, and that's what the book is about.
Wow. I'm impressed with the endorsements. I'm impressed that Bishop Harry Jackson, oh my goodness, that is mind-blowing there, forwarded, and that was the last assignment that he did as far as writing. That is mind-blowing. I mean, God is really moving through this book, apparently. You know, these names that you named are people that, I mean, Marilyn Hickey, I've been following her and partnering with her for years, you know, now, and partnering with her for a while now, and just, I know her heart for the kingdom. So, you know, that is very impressive to me, and I just give God all the glory and all the honor. What do you, and we're going to talk about where they can purchase the book, because I want that to be the last thing that they remember after hearing from you, R.T. Kendall. Tell everybody about what you are thinking God is doing in the hearts and minds of people. We know about the pandemic, and we know, but can you encourage the people based off of what you wrote in your book and any newfound revelation that God has given you as time has gone further in this, I don't want to say pandemic. I don't like even speaking that, but in this situation that we're in.
I can tell you, Bishop Jackson, the reason he loved the book, he said it's extremely prophetic. Imagine that he would say that, and I believe he's right. I give the way forward, but to answer your question, you see, the children of Israel had never seen the Ark of the Covenant. It was something not in view, but now they were able to see it, and Joshua said to them, keep your eyes on the Ark. And how we transfer that to the New Testament, Hebrews 12:2, fix your eyes on Jesus. And because wherever he takes us, we're going to be safe. And if we today will keep our eyes on Jesus, we don't need to be afraid. You know, Dr. Gene, I was in New York a few days ago. On every trash can in the city of New York are these words, don't be afraid. And that's because everybody's afraid. They're scared to death. And I've written this book to tell people you don't need to be afraid. Keep your eyes on Jesus. He will give you a peace, a sense of his presence, and a witness of the Spirit that good things are coming, because God didn't allow this for nothing. It is with purpose. He's right in the middle of it, and we don't need to be afraid. And God loves us so much that he's doing these things, allowing these things to get our attention, to drive us to our knees, to get us to read the Bible. I love what you said about the Bible early on when I was listening to you. So few Christians anymore believe the Bible. Well, I can tell you, this should drive us back to Holy Scripture. And I've written with the deepest conviction. I've written over 70 books, and I'm 85 years old. Never in my lifetime have I had such a feeling of God's presence and anointing as I did in writing this book.
Wow. I'm on fire about reading the book, actually. I'm super excited about getting into that. Oh, my goodness. It's been such a pleasure having you join us. And you know you are welcome anytime you got a new project, or even if God just moves you to spread the word of God to encourage people, you are more than welcome to join us on Dr. Gina's radio chat anytime. And I'm just so excited about what God is using you to do. Can you tell everybody exactly where they can purchase the book?
Well, of course, you can always go to Amazon.com. The book is We've Never Been This Way Before. My name is R.T. Kendall. Or you can go to our own website, rtkendallsministries.com, and we will send it to you. It's $15.99, 31,000 words. It's not the biggest book I've written, but it's a medium size, and it reads easily. And my publisher's wife, Joy Strang, said voluntarily, she said, when I read this book, it gave me peace. And I thought, that's the best thing I could possibly hear, that this book will give you peace. And it will show the way forward. And I urge you to read it and give it to your friends. I think it is the key to the next great awakening that we need so much at the present time.
Glory to God. I am so glad. Can you tell everybody also where they can follow you on social media?
Well, I do a tweet every day, 60 seconds.
Oh.
A video bit of, you can just look at me and see what I look like. Or you could just Google my name, R.T. Kendall Twitter. Google R.T. Kendall Twitter, and you can just push the button, and I do 60 seconds every day, and you can see for yourself. So,
well,
Gina,
look,
you can just find out. You
well,
can find out how good I am.
Well, you know what? You are a good you are a good Twitter, because I got a Twitter account and I don't know how to tweet worth nothing. I don't get it. I'm trying. I want God to help me. I'm more of an Instagram person, I do Facebook, but I mean, I don't know. I try to get the hang of Twitter, but I commend you guys with that anointing to tweet.
Well, this comes, I hope, by the leadership of the Spirit. I don't want to push that idea too far to say that everything I say is of God. I make a lot of mistakes, but I pray hard that everything I say, 60 seconds every day, video, just Google my name, R.T. Kendall Twitter, and then you will see for yourself what I look like and what an 85-year-old man looks like that God isn't finished with yet.
Amen. Amen. R.T. Kendall, I love you so much. Such a pleasure with having you. Go and get his book. They're everywhere books are sold. You can just go ahead and get it. We've never been this way before. R.T. Kendall, you guys go ahead and purchase this book right now. Thank you so much for joining us. You are such a blessing.
Thank you, Dr. Gina. It's a pleasure to talk to you. God bless you.
God bless you. Until next time. All right, you guys, we are going to take another commercial break, and then we'll be back with personal fitness trainer, my friend, Elizabeth Brooks. We'll be right back.
You are a child of God. His faith in you can move mountains. Your freedom comes from Christ alone, and you were picked by God and sealed with a purpose and destiny. To be everything God created you to be, I encourage you to order our foundational series from Life in the Spirit. It's time to live the supernatural life God ordained for you. When you live your life in the Spirit, you'll walk hand in hand with God to fulfill your calling. Order the series now at lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
I'm Hayes.
And I'm Henry.
And we're the Johnson of La Hoste Hair and Wig.
And you're listening to Dr. Gina.
Kingdom Talk. Where you going? You better not change that station. Come on, listen, tune up. You're listening
to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Don't go nowhere or you'll be square.
Those two are quite hilarious. And I wanted to mention this before. La Hoste Hair and Wigs, you can call them at 248-546-4247 or visit their website, www.lahoste.com. Hair.com. Again, www.lahostehair.com. All right, Miss Elizabeth Brooks, what, girl, it's the holiday season. What you got for us, and how are you today?
This is it, you guys. This is the last month of 2020. Can you believe it?
I can.
What a year. But, everything else going on, we want to always make sure we give thanks and praise to God, because if you are listening to this right now, He has blessed you to wake up this morning and breathe in and out. And so thinking about this, what I wanted to talk about on the last time I'm going to be on this show for this year, I was thinking, you know, this is the time of year when we all get revved up. We get revved up and we get, you know, we get motivated to jumpstart our workout and or jumpstart something new in our workout. And I want to encourage you guys to add jumping to your workout. This has got me on this whole mode of thinking about plyometrics. That's right, everybody. We're going to talk about plyometrics. Many of you may have heard this word before relating to exercise training, and plyometrics is basically jump training, okay? And they are the exercises which utilize maximum muscle effort. Now, you know, plyometrics is also considered, you know, short. Of course, these are intervals, and normally they're based on time, and your goal is to increase power. And power is a combination of speed and strength. So, you know, most of us think of, you know, ourselves as we get older, and we know this is true, that as we get older, we lose muscle mass, and we also lose strength with that muscle mass. But many times, we also associate aging with moving slower. You guys know those people we see walking down the street, and they're elderly, and they're just, you know, one foot in step front of the other, but they're not moving fast. They're moving slow. And I want to just encourage you guys, you know, these things don't necessarily have to happen to us. It, you know, if you work on your muscular strength, you will be stronger. If you work on speed, you will always have the ability to move faster. So it is a training component. It is not necessarily just a manifestation of getting older. If you train your body to be strong and you train your body to be fast, it will be strong and fast. And so muscle fibers that don't get called into action, they will atrophy. So, you know, if you don't use it, you hear everybody say, if you don't use it, you're going to lose it. And that is true about plyometrics. So some kinds of exercises that are considered plyometric exercises are like box jumps. Many of you, if you worked out in the gym before COVID, or even if you're looking on YouTube, you see people jumping on and off boxes. You can jump on and off stairs. Remember, the up and the down are both considered plyometrics. Anytime you're coming up an inch or more off the ground, that is considered plyometrics. And remember, you can also, you know, do things like switch lunges. You know, all of these things are manifestations of jumping. The reason why jumping is such an important component that we add to our exercise program, you guys, is that power, that ability to have speed, it's also a preventative power. People who have falls, and you know, as we get older, you know, people who fall more and they have more injuries because of falling, they actually lack power, which is an ability to slow themselves down and to have strength. So what we want to remember is that plyometrics should be a really important part of all of our workouts. Now, plyometrics is not like that high fat burning workout. Most of us are going to do plyometrics for, you know, a sequence of time. In other words, 30 seconds, you know, or 45 seconds, and then take a little bit of a break. It's not like doing, you know, those high metabolic workouts where you're working out, you know, 30, 45 minutes at a time. Plyometrics, the purpose of it is to improve speed and to improve strength while producing speed. And the other thing that I wanted to encourage you guys to, in terms of adding plyometrics to your routine, remember you can add plyometrics either at the beginning of your workout, right after you warm up. You can do, you know, two or three intervals of, you know, plyometric jumps, or remember, plyometrics can also be done for the upper body, or you can add plyometrics to the end of your workouts after you have killed it. you've done everything. You've gone for a run or you've done weight training in the gym. And let's say you want to take those last 5 minutes to do plyometrics. You can certainly do that. Long jumps and things of that sort all are part of plyometric training. So at the end of 2020, I want to not only encourage you all to remember that fitness begins with correct thinking and to keep exercise as a regular part of your daily life. Remember, exercise, you know, shouldn't just be done on the weekends like you're a weekend warrior, folks. We need to exercise every single day, you guys. That's right, every day. Every single day for a few minutes. Add plyometrics to your routine. It'll help boost your ability to build strength. It'll increase your speed. And whether you're athletic or not, it will really help you prevent falls and keep your injuries down. So first of all, I just want to say Happy New Year to everybody. And I want you all to make sure you take some time at the end, you know, during this time, especially in December, to thank God for all of his goodness and mercy toward you. And to remember that, you know, fitness begins with correct thinking. Keep that body moving.
I love that. Well, I got a couple of questions for you real quick. First, I want to say, because I love that. I love that. And I really want people to be motivated about getting their fitness going. You know, I really want you to be motivated by that because it's very important, you know, with the conditions of the way things have gone on in our world system, health is very important. So we start now, we'll be ready later. Does that make sense to everybody?
Right.
You know, you don't want to wait until there's a problem from the doctor's report and then want to try to get it fixed now. I mean, although better now than never, but you want to be preventative. You don't want to, be working on trying to solve a situation. I just believe that. And also, Elizabeth, I wanted you to give I think it might be two or three things that people can do to build up their metabolism. Can you give them three different types of exercises that will help build their metabolism, especially if they have never worked out and they're in their early 30s or 20s? Because you can be unhealthy skinny too. And not be able to work out. So how do you build up one's, metabolism? Two to three exercises, like programs.
Okay. So one of my favorite things to remind people is first of all, the best way to build your metabolism is through strength training, people. Remember, metabolism is run partly by how much muscle you have on your body. The more muscle you have, the faster your metabolism. It's just that simple. So if you do more weight training, and remember, calisthenics can be part of that. Calisthenics is body weight training. Those squats, those push-ups. Remember, not just one set, everybody. You don't want to just do one set of 10, okay? Let's pick up those sets. You know, you should be working into 2 to 3 to 4 sets. If you spent this entire last year working on 2 sets, it's time to pick it up. Yeah. Add a set to all of your exercises. That will increase your metabolic rate. Remember also, second tip, get your cardio in. Now, of course, your body only burns as many calories as how much muscle you have. This is why I talked about weight training first. But you want to remember that when you're doing your cardio, to keep your cardio over 20 minutes. Remember, your body just starts burning fat at 20 minutes of cardio. So if you only do 20 minutes of cardio, your body didn't really get into fat burning zone. You've got to do 30, 35, 40, 45 minutes of cardio to start really tapping into those fat stores. So these are all metabolic improvements. And I want to give one more tip, and this is not about exercise. It's about sleep. People, you have got to sleep. If you want to improve your metabolic rate and burn belly fat and burn calories, you have got to get 7 to 9 hours of sleep every single night. I'm sorry. I'm not going to budge on that. Everybody, we have got to get more sleep. You can actually, of course, if you have a lot of muscle, you can actually burn a lot of calories while you're asleep. That's 7 to 9 hours of work you don't have to do, people. Get your sleep. It will also improve your overall
well-being and your outlook on life when you're sleeping more.
And I really want to encourage people, because I know that I had a little struggle with sleeping during menopausal season.
Yes, I know.
Still kind of, I think it's there, but I don't pay as much attention to it as I used to,
right.
As far as the effects of your body changing and things like that. But
right.
I know that women and men will come into this as they begin to come in their 50s and, you know, their latter years and sleep.
Exactly.
And I don't want you to think that it's not important, that this is just the way it is. I would definitely, I don't recommend any type of anything other than God. So what I do, and I can only tell you what I do, instead of me getting on a sleeping pill and having my body rely on that, or, you know, anything, like I know it's people talking about CBD and all of that stuff, I really just go to Jesus. I just go to Jesus. And what I mean by that is that I'll place something on my phone or on the Google on a Google, hey, Google thing, and have like some kind of soothing worship music, or I'll have the Bible playing, and you'll be surprised how quickly you'll be able to just rest. And then they have these Christian meditation things that you can find on YouTube that that's literally nothing but praying over you the whole time. Scriptural based prayers. They'll say scriptures, and they'll do a prayer according to the scriptures, and you can have Holy Ghost lead you on which one would be good for you. But I'm telling you, that has helped me so much, and continue to pray against that sleep deficiency. Bind that
exactly.
And take authority against that in the name of Jesus, because God did give you a body to rest, and he wants you
That's
to
right.
rest. Most
That's
of the times
right.
our
and
mind
I
is
totally
keeping
agree
us
with
awake.
What you're saying.
Yeah.
I totally agree with that. And remember too that sleep also has a lot to do with the kind of routines that we have before we go to bed. You know, if you're
yeah.
watching news and you know, things that tend to be stressful to you, and then you try to go to sleep on that, sometimes that can be really difficult. Build
yeah.
in a rest time, sleep time, bedtime routine, people. It is so important to kind of get yourself ready for bed. Prepare for the next day.
Yeah.
Cut the TV off. Maybe taking a hot shower before you go to bed, or bath. You know, giving yourself a little foot massage. You know, getting into a prayer mode, and then cutting off all the lights, making sure that it's really dark, not playing the TV in the background. And, you know, build in these disciplines, people, to help yourself go to sleep, because sleep is really, there's no way you can lose weight if you're not getting enough sleep. I'm telling you.
Oh, my gosh.
You can't do it. You can't do it.
And you don't want that to be the reason why you are not getting down what you think you should by working so hard. You better go on and lay
right.
down. And let me tell you something, fast from the TV. That's what I've been doing, you know, because I grew up on TV. I was the only child, and TV is just like one of those comfort things. It's kind of like you're going through stuff, you turn on the TV, somebody else's problems instead of yours, you're thinking about, you watching somebody else's act out some other drama. Listen, fast from that, break it. It could be generational. I know my family, you know, we get together during holidays, we sitting in front of the TV, you know, so it could be generational false comfort. It's actually filling up your insides with a bunch of nonsense. It's not, you know,
right.
it's nothing, you know, it's either dramatic or gossip or, you know, anger, frustration, or lack. It's, you know, it's sexual. It's something of some sort. And I'm not saying everything, but I'm just saying, even if you watch Animal Planet, you know, people, animals getting ready to lose their life, it's kind of scary. So you might want to, you know, refrain
yeah,
the TV just for a
it's
little
important.
Bit. Yeah, it is. You know, some things that we're so glued to, you know, try challenge yourself today to try to resist that, you know, for a time frame, and just see if you can build up your momentum more in him and less of the world system. So this was some
I
good
totally
stuff,
agree
girl.
With that.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Remember that, yeah, that's great.
Tell everybody where they can follow you.
Listen, everybody, any questions that you have about anything we talk about on the show, or any other questions you might have, feel free to go to my website, www.thinkingcorrectly.com. Go to the contact page and send me your questions. I will get back to you. And or you can email me at ebrooks@thinkingcorrectly.com. And God bless you all. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And take the Lord with you.
Yes, please make sure you do that for sure.
Thank
Elizabeth
you so much.
Brooks. Love you. Go and connect with her. She does virtual training as well. She has a few videos, and she'll get you right. I'm telling you, that's my girl. All right, Elizabeth Brooks, love you, and I miss you so much.
I know. I love you, too. Take care of yourself.
All right. Talk to you soon. All right, you guys. All right, so I promised you what's on her mind. Well, it's what's on my mind. I want to talk about what's on my mind. I went across, I haven't been on social media. I've been taking a break from that. But my last post, I went across a post that was talking about Joel Osteen and him buying a Ferrari and, you know, taking the church's money and all this stuff. This is such an old cliche. We've heard this for years and years and years. I'm talking about as long as I've been able to understand anything churchy, I have heard this from the pastor, my bishop at a Greater Grace Temple, all the way to any other pastor at any mega church or any medium church or whatever. If they driving in a car or got a nice house, it's assumed that it's the church's money. I don't know about every pastor, but I just want to just give you some enlightenment for those that are in the world that maybe have not stepped in a church and just assume what goes on, or maybe heard a few gossiping things, or maybe, you know, heard some people talking, you know, telling lies about certain people. Not everybody is bad on the pulpit. For one thing, you have people that are in the pulpit, pastors and leaders, that actually write books. They get paid to write books. I would do my research and I would find out other incomes that are coming in. And if you want to, you know, lash, at least lash honestly. I mean, these things are just sometimes based on nothing but assumptions and just ways to just really keep people away from Jesus. It has nothing, you know, whatever man is doing has nothing to do with the body of Christ or the relationship that God wants to have with you. So I want to put that out there. That's on my mind. I wouldn't let anybody, and I done seen some bad pastors. I done heard about rumors, and I know about a couple of things that I might have seen out the corner of my eye done that didn't seem quite right. But guess what? When I needed some help, it was all about Jesus. I called on him, and praise God, he was my helper, my deliverer, and he keeps me sustained even to this day. I don't worry about what man is doing. I still pay my tithes, however God leads. If it's an organization that's feeding hungry people or helping homeless people, I mean, it's a lot of help that is needed. You know, the devil will bring up stuff like lies and gossip about pastors or the church to keep you from getting where you need to be in God, and also to keep from the kingdom from being built up. We are to help the poor. We are to help the sick. We are to help the homeless. We are to help, because the Bible said, because you put clothes on their back, because you fed them, you did that to me. The Bible says that Jesus told them, because you fed them and because you clothed them and because you put a roof, you did that unto me. You did that to me. So I want you to understand that it doesn't have anything to do with that. So whenever you hear those things, I would pray for that pastor, whether it's true or not, and I would just leave it to him and keep doing what you're supposed to do in your position, if you are in position. Because I don't know, you might not be saved, but if you're not saved, I'm praying that you get saved, and I'm praying that God will deliver and lead you into your destiny, which is kingdom building. He blesses those that, you know, that sows. He gives seed to the sower. He blesses. I'm a living testimony. Everybody that has been a part of this show, all of the million, you know, almost a million, over a million of y'all, or how many ever is listening all over the world, some of you guys have heard my testimony, and you guys know that I've come a long way. And because of that, despite of the church or a man on the pulpit or a woman on the pulpit, I still had to get mine, and I had to get close to God to get it. And that means the fruit of his spirit, living differently, having the mind of Christ, having the heart of the Father. And because I died of my flesh and I pick up my cross and die daily of my flesh, I live abundantly in his blessings. All day long, me and my son are blessed. Every day, all day, as long as I'm close to him and connected to him, I reap the harvest of his blessings because he is faithful like that. I don't worry about nobody else. But just to let you know, people that write tons of books, they actually get paid from publishers, whoever their publisher is, to write books. And they are very successful because they sell millions of books, not to mention other stuff that they may sell. They might sell mugs. They might sell sweatshirts. They might sell whatever it is. I don't know. But there's a different entity when it comes to you have the church and then you have that pastor. And their records should be set up separate, meaning that the church will benefit all of this, the tithe and the offering and any sales from the bookstores and all of that stuff. And that pastor, woman or male, has every right, as long as God has ordained it and is leading him, to make a living. And if they want to buy a Ferrari, why can't they? I mean, I don't see why we even care. You know, I don't see why that makes a difference. Now, if there's some crooked stuff going on, then I understand that. But they also get, from speaking and traveling around the world, people actually give them offerings. I mean, I have known an apostle that actually was blessed with a plane. The Lord talked to this woman of God and told them about this apostle. And this apostle woke up to a phone call from a lady that was that had a dream from God to gift this plane to this lady. And so the lady got a plane. Some things is not even paid for by us. Some things are literally gifted to us. We don't even, you know, you don't even know if some millionaire or billionaire, you know, whoever gifted the car to Joel Osteen. I think you should start learning how to look at the spirit of God in people. That is the real fruit and not what they're driving or what they have that is tangible. But look and have discernment for what is going on spiritually. And I feel like Joel Osteen has been pretty consistent. I haven't discerned anything about him. I haven't questioned anything. He's been pretty consistent. And I can name quite a few that I believe. I don't know all. Only God knows all. But I know I ain't going to worry about it. That's what doggone show is. Show ain't going to put a Ferrari in my lot. So me worrying about what he doing, so I don't even care. I just lift him up in prayer, and that's what's on my mind, okay? I thought I'd share that, and I'm going to do that every week because I just want, you know, people to just get more understanding. I don't think that everybody understands how it works, you know? So when they see something, it's like, oh, yeah, that makes sense, and, you know, it's like false, fake news. I'm sorry, I'm using Donald Trump's thing, you guys that don't like him, but that it is. It's like fake social media news. I mean, you know, unless they find something, you know, the FBI or the IRS or something like that, and they got proof, which they will show, then, and they will make it known, then I think that we should just, you know, let God handle whatever. And I just want to, I'm going to continue to pray for those that don't know a lot about what goes on in the body of Christ or in church. And you're, you know, maybe looking at things like this, or maybe you experience a bad situation. It don't have nothing to do with God. They're just bad representatives. That's all. And in every job and in every place, even in the world, you got bad representation. So I just want to encourage you about that. Now, before we close, I have to just say my prayers go out to Bishop Harry Jackson. Oh, my goodness. I had no idea. November the 9th, they announced that he died. There's no knowledge of what he died for. I know that he was married. His first wife passed away, I'm thinking maybe a couple of years ago. Or maybe last year, but I know it wasn't long ago, but he had been remarried, and I just asked God to bless his beautiful wife, Rosalind, I think that's her name, bless her and give her strength during this time. Bishop Harry Jackson was the senior pastor at Hope Christian Church, and I had did some work with him, with some laws that we were trying to, we were fighting here in the D.C. and Maryland area. He is a wonderful man, very encouraging. I met him through Apostle Kim Daniels, and so he's a good guy. He was actually an advisor to President Trump. Which, you know, this black man, he did his thing. God really opened doors for him. And I'm just really, really excited about the legacy that he's left for the body of Christ, being interracial in his ministry. He had no color. It was not just a black church. I mean, when I went to visit his church during New Year's Eve on a couple occasions, and he used to actually have his services aired on the gospel station here, 104, a gospel station here, Praise 104 here in D.C., and it was the whole day was nothing but his service, his New Year's Eve service, which was so awesome to do, to saturate the DMV area with the word of God. And he did that every year, as long as I know. And in his church, he had Indians and Pakistans, people from Pakistan and Lebanon. It was just a beautiful array of nothing but cultural gumbo. I loved every minute of it. I loved working with him on the front lines to try to get these laws right for the DMV area. It was just such a blessing. I feel really touched by knowing this. I'm sad that I did not know. But, you know, you only know what you're supposed to. And I'm still, you know, I think he's a wonderful guy, and God bless him, bless his family, and bless all of the leaders that served with him, and bless the church. I know that they're heartbroken. He was so reachable and so down to earth, very highly educated, just, you know, a cool guy, just anointed to preach that word, and very, very connective. He loved to connect. If it was a purpose for anything about the kingdom and God led him, he did not hesitate. There was no airs about him. I just thought it was a wonderful, he's just a wonderful guy. God bless his wife and the rest of the family and the church as well. And you guys, listen, this has been an amazing season. I know it's been a trying season, but any season that we're able to breathe, it's an amazing time. Just thank God that you have breath in your body. Thank him that you are alive and well. Get that fitness in, you guys. Get that fitness in. You know, let's be productive with that, and let's be preventative, okay? I love you so much. This has been an amazing show. I just want to give shouts out again to RT Kendall, and thank you so much for encouraging our listeners. Thank you so much to personal fitness trainer Elizabeth Brooks. Go ahead, and by the way, I just want to remind you, because you still got time, because I know you've been listening to the show, and you might be listening on your phone. Go ahead and order right now. We've never been this way before. RT Kendall, go and get your copy right now. Next week, we're going to have amazing show. It's going to be fun, you guys, so stay tuned. We got a Christian sitcom actress coming. Oh, yeah. Television series and all. I can't wait for you to meet her. I'm going to surprise you on next week. You guys be blessed. You know what I always say. Live healthy. Live whole. Live in your destiny. Until next time, I'm loving you. Bye-bye. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.